caressing and kneading the flesh deliciously. "You gonna make a dream come true and let me fuck you right here?" His green eyes were blazing with a fiery ball of lust. I shook my head and pressed lower, grinding into his stiff shaft, rocking my hips back and forth. I set up a rhythm that had us both gasping. "Nuh-uh, I'll be doing the fucking." A grin that likely matched my own slid across his lips. Wes's hands moved up my flowy little skirt, where he pushed his hand down into the back of my underwear, gripping my ass more fully. "Sweetheart, I'm all yours for the taking. Any way you want it, you can have it. As long as that tight cunt is wrapped around my cock, I'll take any orders you throw out." Hearing Wes say the word cock was like zapping my clit with a white-hot poker. It sizzled and throbbed, wanting attention. Without taking much time, I pushed off his thighs, removed my underwear, and dropped my knees on the limo floor where I yanked and tugged at his shorts. His cock sprang free. Eureka. I wrapped a hand around the root and squeezed. Wes groaned, his eyes closed, and his head fell back against the leather seat. A pearl of pre-cum beaded at the tip, and it looked too good to pass up. Wes's eyes looked down just as I licked the tip of his dick. "Christ." He gritted his teeth, but I held his legs wide. Then I glanced at his face and saw a man who was on the edge of losing his cool. In seconds, I'd be pulled up and slammed on his cock. I knew it. He knew it. Wes was used to being in control, and any time I tried to take the reins, he'd try, like the gentleman he could be, to allow it. However, the second I got my lips around his cock, I had little, if any, time before his control would snap. Don't get me wrong, Wes loved my mouth, enjoyed head immensely, but usually, a blowjob was something he'd be interested in after he'd pounded me into next week. My man expected intimacy first, filthy fucking second. Holding firm around the base, I sucked on the wide, knobbed head, flicking my tongue against the slit and sipping the fluid that gathered there. Just when his hips thrust, I took him down my throat. When his considerable length hit the back, I swallowed around the fat crown. Like I'd predicted, Wes lost it. His hand caught me around the neck, and he pumped hard into my mouth a few more times, losing his ability for coherent communication. "Fuck, your hot mouth," he thrust, his hand holding me fast on his dick. "Oh yeah," I felt him pull back a few inches. "Take it," he snarled, thrusting again as if he were mad at me for sucking his cock. "So good." His teeth clenched as he retreated again. "Once more down your throat, baby." He thrust hard, and I relaxed my jaw and breathed through my nose. He stopped right there in a place of suspended pleasure. "Take me so deep. Christ, Mia. Love you." He pulled back, and this time, all the way out. Doing an ab curl, he reached under my arms and yanked me up over his knees to straddle his thighs. My legs wide, pussy open, he centered his cock. "Now take what's yours, sweetheart." And I did, hard and deep, the way I'd imagined all week. As was his way, he slipped one talented thumb between our bodies and circled. I gasped. He circled. Holding my breath, I picked up my pace, taking him into my body until I wasn't sure where he stopped and I began. Time slowed. All that surrounded us was heat, pleasure, and bone-melting kisses. Wes held my shoulders, pushing me down on his cock at the same time he thrust up into me. I screamed into his mouth, but he swallowed the sound. An orgasm tore through me. I was wholly unprepared for the blistering pressure and heat that consumed every nerve and pore as he continued to pound into me. When I stopped helping, lost in all that was him and us, he leaned forward, wrapped a hand across my back, leaned a knee down on the floor, and laid me out. I was nothing but sensation, synapses firing in all directions, building to a precipice again. "Wes, baby," was all I could say.